This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, Travis Walton recounting his 1975 encounter with a UFO and the period he spent aboard it. So let's get back to what Chris was asking here. So while you were gone for 5 days, the authorities wondered if maybe your friends had murdered you for some reason. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, they were under tremendous pressure, and there was, you know, even a lot of hostility, you know, in the accusations that were coming their way, even threats from my family members who suspected them of harming me. So they were protesting their innocence and saying they were willing to take sodium pentothal, lie detector, whatever, and the sheriff took them up on it. Whether he heard about their request or just did it on his own, he called in the state police lie detector expert, the top guy in the state, and had him tested. And so when they passed, they weren't completely out from underneath the gun. The sheriff, you know, still had a theory that maybe they had slipped me some drugs in my lunch that day and hit me on the head, and somehow, you know, that they had created this illusion in my mind. Oh, they were also accused of just making up the story along with me and the crew boss to somehow get out of the logging contract. But that was thoroughly, thoroughly debunked by all the contracting officers involved in the logging contract, that there was no way that any such incident could in any way benefit Mike, the crew boss, and it certainly worked greatly to his disadvantage, as he would surely have known.
All right, so you wake up 5 days after it happened. Let's get more into your perceptions. Did it just suddenly feel like you're waking up after a night's sleep? What were your impressions?
Yeah, it came to pretty quickly, and you know, I still have a little pain in my head for a number of hours afterwards, but it was cold, and I was lying face down, and it was dark, but I could see there was a light above me, so I turned to see where the light was coming from, and it went off before I looked, but there I could see above me this craft hovering in the darkness just for an instant before it just shot up into the sky. Well, my most recent memory was the feeling of total hysteria, feeling trapped. So the new surroundings was one of freedom, even though I was in the dark. You know, it was still a familiar, you know, environment to be on a paved road on Earth, you know, in the forest. So that was quite a relief. And I was very unsteady on my feet. But my main feeling there was relief, like I, you know, had finally escaped this fearful situation. And I could see the lights of the town down below. And so I ran down and was able to call my family to come and get me.
This sounds almost like a fiction movie where somebody is captured or kidnapped and they wake up on the road. Let me go back here briefly to the hypnosis. Now, the person who hypnotized you, was that person previously familiar with UFOs and or abduction experience, or just coming at this as a neophyte in that particular category?
Well, the hypnotist was Dr. James Harder from the University of California at Berkeley, and he was a member of the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization. So he had done hypnosis in this type of a situation before. But he was a certified in the LaCrone School of Hypnotism, and it was really a major milestone in my recovery. You know, that hypnosis session, that whole thing was a big step in relieving a lot of the fear and tension that I was under. It was unbearable, and you know, his technique was amazing in the ability to calm and relieve that fear.
You bring up APRO, UFO organizations that really did descend on you and the area because of the intense media scrutiny that ensued after your return. In the movie, the UFO investigators are portrayed in not so kind of a light. They come across as being very invasive, almost rabid in their attempts to get you to open up and trust them. And what was your impression of the actual kind of circus that erupted around you? And what was your impression of the UFO groups that were involved in attempting to get you to open up about what happened to you?
Well, there was quite a number of groups, and there was a tendency back in that day, and I think that probably still exists to a certain extent, that the tendency to brand a particular prominent case as a good one if it's your case, and suddenly it needs more examination if you don't have the case. And the depiction in the movie of the UFO group afar really is not representing APRO at all. They were very professional in every way. That was more representative of the group Ground Saucer Watch, who initially thought they had the case, and while they thought they had it, they were saying all kinds of positive things. But once it became apparent that this so-called medical doctor that they had sent me to was no doctor at all, once they lost the case, then they started attacking it with all sorts of accusations that this was really a drug hallucination, that this supposed doctor, who wasn't even a doctor or a drug expert at all anyway, as they were claiming, that it was a drug hallucination. But it was absurd that the news media didn't, rather than jumping on this accusation, didn't ask the simple question, well, how do seven people have the same hallucination?
Well, Travis, either that or you guys are absolutely out of your minds to be eating mushrooms or dropping acid while you're logging. Having done a bit of logging myself, I would suggest to our listeners that is not probably the best thing you can do to protect your safety and the safety of those around you by doing psychedelics while logging.
The most dangerous occupation in the United States is logging. A very high death rate. But nobody has identical hallucinations. And besides that, I had blood and urine samples put through the county medical examiner's drug screen at that time, which proved there was no trace of any drug in my body. And besides that, it's been on a question on several of the lie detector tests that I've passed. So, it's really an absurd thing, but, the skeptics, keep it alive to this day.
But, Travis, don't the skeptics also talk about the fact you were hypnotized? Because you have somebody here who may be supremely experienced at hypnosis, maybe unfortunately also experienced in the UFO field, and you combine them to suggest, well, maybe they asked you leading questions to get the kind of answers they wanted.
Well, that's a common accusation, but the hypnosis session was taped, and there were no leading questions. It was actually observed by three psychiatrists who were actually skeptical of the whole thing, a number of reporters and my brother. They were all in the room observing this, and there was no leading questions. And again, just like with the hypnosis thing, if the hypnotist was planting memories in my mind, what about the six crewmen who saw the first part of it themselves, It just doesn't add up. It's a really lame excuse to try to say, because the rest of the crew wasn't hypnotized. What made them believe this happened,
Well, here's another question from Burnt State, and it's a good one. And this is something that I always point out when your case comes up in a conversation and people are wondering about it. I always maintain that you have been steadfast in your account. You have never embellished it. You've never added or subtracted anything from it. And Burnt State's question is, unlike many other abductees, you have not changed or added to your story, nor have you destabilized into a mystical or space brother terrain or territory. What's your opinion, Travis, on other abductees' claims, such as Whitley Strieber, George Adamski, and the ever-present Stan Romanek?
Let's have that answer in our next segment, Travis, okay? We have Gene and Chris with Travis Walton. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Travis Walton is here today to answer your questions and ours, and he was asked one specific one by Chris from a frequent poster on the forum's Burnt State. Travis, can we have your response now?
One of the things that really outraged me about some of the skepticism was that people were passing judgment on my case when they didn't have even the most rudimentary facts of what happened. I mean, if you're going to attack something, you ought to at least find out what I said before you start saying what I said wasn't true. And so, you know, in the first pages of my book, I quote Emerson, "Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance." So I've always tried to avoid doing that myself. And undoubtedly, as you would expect, being out there talking about this, I've encountered a number of other reports and people who have described certain things that have happened to them of a similar nature. And I'm always being asked my opinion about that sort of thing. I've always stayed away from passing judgment on any particular case, because unless I've investigated, I don't have the right to be pointing a finger. But I will say that there are a lot of good cases out there, solid reports with good evidence that I personally believe is something of a nature similar to what I've experienced. And then on the other hand, there's quite a large number of cases that I think are of an entirely different nature. Probably a number of different things, other than the kind of thing that I experienced. Some are outright fabrications. Others are, you know, just vivid dreams that people have, mistaken sightings of meteors, airport craft, or whatever. But that's not to take away one bit from the core reality here, that this is a widespread phenomenon experienced by other people who do, in my mind, meet the, you know, criteria necessary to, you know, accept what they're saying is really happened.
Well, this brings me back to the movie Fire in the Sky, which I enjoyed, I must say, and I recommend it to everyone out there to at least get a sense of what happened. Tracy Torme, who I've known for 20 years, I think did a very, very good job. Tracy was a little bit, was a little bit peeved, I think, that the studio wanted him to ratchet up the fear factor, especially, obviously, during the actual scenes that were depicted while you were aboard the craft. One glaring omission that I've always kind of wondered about in terms of looking at the movie version of what happened versus your version in your book, and that is the appearance of what appeared to be humans in uniforms, and the whole scene where you were led into what appeared to be a hangar that was impossibly large for the size of the craft that you thought that you were aboard. My first question is, why was that left out? And then would you give us kind of a description of these humanoid types and how they interacted with you?
Well, you know, it's not just the movie that left that out. You know, in countless write-ups about this, magazine articles, interviews, documentaries, the presence of human-looking beings is just avoided altogether. To me, that's the most intriguing question, you know. It led me to wonder if there was some Earth-based connection, and you know, it could be the key to the whole thing. But, you know, people avoid it, and I think, for the most part, including the movie, that this is done because they're trying to emphasize the invading monsters aspect of it. I gave a talk to a group in Hollywood recently, actors, directors, producers, and I was, you know, basically pleading with them and, you know, pointing out that, you know, that there's such a wealth of story material about the civilizations on other planets without resorting to the invading monsters thing, that, you know, there's all kinds of other fascinating storylines that they could come up with without, you know, demonizing and making this into a horror story.
Why don't you describe these humanoid characters and give us what your recollections would suggest are beings that are very similar to us, if not maybe us. Give us kind of a sense of who these beings were, what your interactions were, and the kind of role that they played within this whole kaleidoscope of events that occurred while you were aboard the ship.
Well, you know, the extreme fear that I was experiencing, you know, seeing a familiar form like that was a relief, and I immediately interpreted it as a rescue. You know, their similarity to us is led me immediately to assume they were us, but, you know, I'm more and more I think that that's not necessarily true at all.
You say similarity to us in what respects?
Well, you know, they would pass in a crowd on Earth. They were, you know, tall, healthy, you know, muscular, young-looking people, but, and you know, kind of alike in a family sort of way, but, you know, nothing that would draw that much attention in a crowd. So, you know, my assumption that they were from Earth was totally to be expected, but in hindsight, I've done a lot of thinking about these beings and in the small creatures. I think that even in the case of the small creatures, that there are probably a number of species that look similar, but probably come from completely different planets and just get lumped together. Now, science fiction writers, you know, and even the scientists who speculate about life on other worlds, go to a ridiculous extent, in my view, of imagining creatures that are so bizarre as to be biologically impractical. You know, life is designed around surviving in a given environment, and life-supporting environments are going to be of a similar nature. You know, when they look at these stars out there and they judge whether a planet is possibly life-supporting, they're you know, it can't be too close to the star so that it's too hot or too far away so that it's frozen. It's got to have water. You know, these kinds of basic requirements of life shape the form of that life. You know, one of the basic laws of biology here on the Earth is that similar environments create similar forms. And you can have completely unrelated species here on the Earth come to look very much alike just because their environment is so similar, even though they're unrelated. I cite a number of examples of various you know, animal species that look very much alike but aren't you know, derived from each other. And so that could be the case in what's called the grays, you know, and also in these human-looking beings. That my prediction is that when a probe or some sort of positive verification of the nature of the life forms on these other life-supporting planets, they're not going to be astounded how bizarre they are. They're going to be amazed at the similarities that arise independently of Earth, how similar those forms are to life forms on Earth.
Like Vulcans, you know, and Earth people in Star Trek. Travis Walton is here. Sorry I dropped that in. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to stay big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned in to the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Okay, similar to us, life forms throughout the universe, humanoids. Interesting concept. Travis Walton is here. His book and the movie, Fire in the Sky, and a little bit later this year, he will be sponsoring the Skyfire Summit, Travis Walton's anniversary UFO conference, which if you want to get up there, you're going to see some great speakers. We have loads of questions from our listeners, and Chris O'Brien's going to go to the next one, Chris.
Travis, this question comes from Marduk, who's one of our posters at forum.theparacast.com, and he starts out his post with, holy crap. I would love to ask Travis about details about his time in the Star Chamber, where, if he remembers correctly, you pulled a lever and you were given an external view or simulation of the surrounding space outside of the craft. And he's specifically interested in any sort of user interface and what your impressions were, if this was like some sort of navigational tool, a pilot cockpit, or he puts entertainment device, kind of wondering about that one. But what was this Star Chamber? And I remember from the book that you were given this opportunity to look at the surrounding space around you. Could you kind of describe that scene for us?
Well, you know, that's all speculation as to whether it was a projection, a star map or simulation, or was actually a viewing of where it was at, you know, in real time. Back then, you know, things like touchscreen hadn't been invented, so it never even occurred to me to touch the screen to see if there would be any effect from that. And most of the buttons I pushed didn't really seem to do anything. You know, I, of course, wouldn't have known how to operate it properly or what it was for. But all I was trying to do was open a door, hoping to escape. You know, whether this was some technology that allowed one to view through the sides of the craft, or if it was just like a projection, a planetarium-like simulation, you know, I was unable to, you know, tell the difference. But when moving the lever moved the star pattern, the entire pattern moved in unison. It wasn't like stars moving relative to each other. But that was very disorienting because this projection was 360 degrees all around me. Actually, in a few years ago, I went to some kind of a carnival thing where you're walking through this tunnel and they've got a big barrel surrounding you and points of light are rotating around. And it's extremely disorienting. It's very hard to walk upright because, your visual cues to vertical are distorted by, these patterns moving around you. You know, I wasn't like, gee whiz, look at this neat technology, you know, exploring kind of thing. It was just kind of a hysterical, desperate, mindless button pushing to try to open a door.
Well, boy, I tell you, I probably would have been pushing buttons and pulling levers myself if I were in your shoes in that situation. But it sounds like the technology may have not been as exalted as perhaps you would expect aboard a craft of this sort. Have you ever entertained the possibility that maybe this was some sort of like strange military psyops experiment that you had
Becoming
an unwitting participant in something very earthbound and very classified?
Yeah, I really did think about that. You know, the idea that there was somebody from military intelligence getting involved and claiming to be a nearby witness, added to that. And, the whole reality testing I was doing about what had happened here, you know, I was grasping at any kind of an explanation. And, I wondered, especially, with the appearance of human-looking beings there, if this wasn't some kind of mind control experiment of some kind. And I went online and looked up mind control, and I was amazed that I had no idea that that this was an area that our government had been so deeply into. There was so many things online. It was astonishing.
Well, that kind of begs the question, what did these humanoid beings that you encountered, give us a sense of their personalities, their demeanor. What sort of interactions did you have with them? What did they say? Were they trying to calm you down? Were they trying to give you information?
I was certainly screaming and pleading and begging for information, and they seemed determined not to provide any. They were totally silent, and I don't think they were mute. I think they were refusing to speak. And it might just be that they realized that in my total hysteria, my total loss of control, that there was no consoling me. There was no calming me down. And
we have some other questions. Do you remember ever drinking water, eating food, having to go to the bathroom? Do you have any sort of, basic human needs, recollections? You were gone 5 days. You came back in a healthy condition. Do you remember any sort of medical procedures to maybe supply you with some sort of liquid sustenance intravenously, or any sort of sense of maintaining your physical body?
Well, over the course of 5 days, naturally all those sorts of things would have had to have occurred. So, being unable to remember that portion of it, I can't give the details about what happened there, but, it would have had to been fed, would have had been supplied water and wastes and that whole thing. But that brief conscious period, I wasn't sitting down to a meal or anything during that, rather emotionally intense period of time. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, who knows with a technology that advanced, what method of hydration and nutrient replenishment they might have. You know, it could be that if I was in a coma a part of that time, that they might have some way of administering nutrition, you know, just by bathing the body in a solution, or, you know, even the way they do it in hospitals where they can intubate people and introduce food into their stomach. Who knows? It's kind of futile to speculate on that kind of stuff because I just have no clues.
When you awakened on the road in the forest, you got up. Did you have to run to the bathroom or something? Did you feel hungry? Any of these common sensations?
There was some hunger and there was some dehydration. There was quite a pronounced weight loss that was restored in a matter of hours. Just by the next day, my weight had returned to normal. So that
wait. Okay, just stop a second. I just have to understand this. A big weight loss. Did you weigh yourself? Did you look skinnier and suddenly you were back to normal?
Yeah. My when I was returned, my brother had me get on the scale. And, I was lighter than I had been in previous days. You know, you're there. You got bathroom scales. You just step on them every morning, you know.
Sure.
And, you know, it was... We took the scales to the doctor's office and compared them to his, you know, trying to, you know, verify that you know, his way, the doctor's scales versus mine. And there was a weight loss there that I recovered from very quickly. That, you know, the only way that would happen was if it was due primarily to dehydration rather than starvation. So, if they were supplying hydration, it wasn't quite adequate for what was necessary. They may have had a reason for that.
I'm going to ask some specific questions about that before we get to our next question from a listener in our next segment. Travis Walton is here with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Travis Walton wrote Fire in the Sky, a movie of the same name with a fictionalized account of his UFO abduction experience. You're on with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. So, okay, trying to clarify this here. What did you weigh specifically, Travis, before this episode occurred, since you mentioned, you know, going on the bathroom scale and everything? So I woke up this morning, I weighed myself after exercising. I weigh 184. What did you weigh?
I really don't remember the exact figures, you know, at the time. I wrote them down at the time, but, you know, it was 5 or 10 pounds, something was the difference between, you know, my normal weight, and then what I weighed immediately afterwards, and then, you know, totally recovered from.
You're saying in a few hours, say you weigh 170 pounds, and you get back and you weigh 160, but in a few hours you weigh 170 again.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
All right, just trying to understand this.
Yeah, whether it was 5 or 10 pounds, I don't remember right now, but I'm sure I wrote it in the book, but. You know, it's just not a figure I carry around in my head. But all that was documented with, you know, the doctor's scales and whatnot.
So when they finally got you back and you finally connected with the authorities, they sent you to the hospital for examination?
Yeah, well, the first medical examination was two doctors came to the house and did a thorough exam there. And then the next morning I went in to the office for the further testing, and then some of that was sent out, like, you know, like to Barrow's Neurological and the heart place where they did the EKG, the heart monitoring. So there were a number of tests that were, you know, gotten to. It was fairly urgent to get them done fairly quickly. You know, the concern being just, you know, what were the after effects of this experience, including being hit by that energy?
Well, that kind of leads us to another question from Fast Walker, who posted at the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. And he's wondering if you've had any medical conditions or ailments maybe since the abduction event, or have you recently come into being, that you suspect are results of the abduction? In other words, have you had any sort of medical conditions that you can tie to the event? And The inverse of this is, did you have any allergies or any other conditions before the experience that were cured by that? And his follow-up question to that is, do you find your mental condition to be one of increasing clarity after all these years since this event, or do you feel your mental condition is about the same?
Well, you know, I really used to duck those kind of questions a lot because I really didn't want to be the bug in the jar. But, you know, many people report having various medical problems as a result of contact of some kind, but it's been quite the opposite for me. I've just been incredibly healthy ever since. I hesitated to ever report anything that I can't first prove. So I went into my employer and got a printout of my attendance record. And, you know, in the last 39 years, I never called in sick one time. And I just, you know, don't get sick. If the whole family comes down with it and they're sick in bed for 3 or 4 days, I might have some vague symptoms come on for a few hours and then it's gone. And I don't know. You know, it could just be that I take good care of myself and got good genetics. It could, you know, be unrelated. But I don't have any negative health effects from it.
Well, you seem like a healthy guy. I met you back in 2009. At the first Aztec conference. And I remember, you know, for years, I mean, I must admit, Travis, I've been a huge, I can't say fan of yours. I mean, I really feel that you were kind of victimized in this situation. But I remember my first semester in college reading all the news reports about your, you know, incredible, claim and your encounter. And I've always wanted to meet you, and I finally got a chance to meet you in 2009. And I remember that you were really excited because you had had confirmation from an Air Force officer about some sort of activity that had been reported by this gentleman right in the time frame where your event occurred in November 75. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? You haven't really mentioned much about that publicly.
Well, I don't have a lot of specifics, but, you know, it came to, you know, my attention here recently that there were a whole series of during 1975 and right in that time period, there were a number of close encounters reported by the military around nuclear facilities, especially across the northern United States, but in various places where there was nuclear installations, they had these unexplained visits.
Right around Malmstrom Air Force Base and the mist fields there, Offutt, I think, had an encounter or two. But wasn't there some Air Force officer that claimed he had a sighting down in the area in Arizona where your event occurred?
Oh, yeah. There was actually a number. And, you know, later on, after the case was closed, the sheriff's file revealed that people who had been camping in the area at the time reported sightings that described the craft that we saw. And but probably not everyone that saw something has come forward because, you know, some of them have just been people who just called up and said, yeah, I saw this, but, you know, it just went kind of undocumented.
Right. Clifford Mahudi, who's going to be speaking at the Skyfire conference or summit, is one of those people who had, you know, multiple witness sighting of a craft that hovered right over the Zuni Pueblo. They were actually able to see what appeared to be beings walking in front of, you know, backlit through windows. But I seem to recall that this particular Air Force officer was down in the area and had a sighting, I think, if not that same night, within that same couple-day time period.
Well, you may be referring to this guy coming forward that was actually a witness to my incident coming forward. He said that, you know, he had been deer hunting with his wife, and he was on the next ridge. And when he called up and described this, you know, this is remote country, and you'd have to be out there to be able to describe the terrain, which is never in any news report, And so I told Tracy Torme about it, and then I just forgot about it. But apparently, Paramount flew him out to Hollywood and interviewed him, and then decided to give him lie detector tests. Now, at the time he was telling me this, he was saying that the reason he didn't come forward at the time was that he was in military intelligence at the time, and that he asked his superiors, should he come forward, because these guys were accused of murder. And he said that his commanding officer said, well, unless they're actually indicted, you should just stay out of it. And he said he'd always regretted not coming forward. So when Paramount had him polygraphed, they discovered that he was telling the truth about being in military intelligence, and that he was on the next ridge, and that he saw the glow of the craft through the trees, and even the flash of the beam when it struck me. And he passed a test on that, but when he took another test about being in connection with this effort to discredit the incident and the cover up, the debunkers, he flunked that one. So naturally, Paramount, was pretty stern in their warnings about what he might be up to, and he kind of disappeared from the scene. But years later, I talked to a guy that was a member of one of these, Patriot groups or something like that. And this guy was actually at that group as an infiltrator. And so, and he was telling them about having been present when this incident happened. And so, you know, there was some kind of a covert military thing going on there that's kind of scary to think about. And there has been a number of things that suggest that some of the efforts to discredit this are linked to some kind of a covert agency.
I've got a lot more to ask you. Chris has a lot more to ask you, and our listeners have many more questions. We'll try to get to most of them. Travis Walton with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.